Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's rooftop solar capacity has just crossed a significant milestone, reaching 20.8 gigawatts by the end of December 2025, with a remarkable 122-123% year-on-year growth, driven largely by the residential sector. What makes this significant is that this growth is largely attributed to the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, a flagship scheme launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15 February 2024, aimed at making 1 crore households energy positive with free or near-free electricity. First, let's understand the details of the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. This scheme has a target of reaching 1 crore households by 2026-27, with an outlay of 75,021 crore rupees. The benefit to participating households is up to 300 units of free electricity per month. The subsidy structure, which is part of the Central Financial Assistance, is implemented by the Solar Energy Corporation of India, or SECI, under the Nodal Ministry, the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE. Building on this, the performance of rooftop solar in 2025 is noteworthy. The metering regime plays a crucial role, with net metering typically applied to residential systems less than 10 kilowatts, while gross metering is generally applied to larger commercial or industrial installations, subject to state DERC regulations. Crucially, the growth in rooftop solar is a significant step towards achieving India's renewable energy targets. It is worth pausing here to note that India has pledged to achieve 500 gigawatts of non-fossil installed capacity by 2030, as part of the Panchamrit commitments made at COP26 in Glasgow in November 2021. The National Solar Mission has been revised to achieve 280 gigawatts of solar power by 2030. As of 31st March 2026, the total installed renewable energy capacity in India stands at approximately 274.68 gigawatts, including about 150.26 gigawatts of solar power. India ranks third globally in renewable energy capacity, after China and the United States, according to the International Renewable Energy Agency, or IRENA, in 2026. Now, let's turn to the solar manufacturing ecosystem in India. The Production Linked Incentive, or PLI, scheme for high-efficiency solar modules has a total outlay of approximately 24,000 crore rupees, with phase I allocated 4,500 crore rupees in 2021 and phase II allocated 19,500 crore rupees in 2023. The approved list of models and manufacturers, or ALMM, restricts the use of non-Indian modules and progressively sells in government-supported projects, thereby pushing domestic manufacturing. However, the wafer ingot stage remains the weak link in India's solar manufacturing value chain. But why does this matter? The growth of rooftop solar and the development of the solar manufacturing ecosystem face several challenges. These include the financial health of distribution companies, or DISCOMs, which are strained due to the shift in revenue from utilities to consumers through rooftop net metering. There's also the issue of balancing trade remedies on Chinese cells and modules with the timeline for achieving genuine cell-level self-reliance. Rural penetration of rooftop solar remains limited, with most adoption concentrated in urban, middle, and upper-middle-class households. The aggregator or renewable energy service company, or RESCO, models have limited penetration, and there are land use trade-offs, particularly for utility-scale solar, which competes with agricultural land use in arid and semi-arid regions. Now, let us look at the way forward. Solar plus storage co-deployment, where battery integration is essential for managing the rising share of variable renewable energy, is a key strategy. Community-scale solar and agri-PV, or agrivoltaics, which involves installing solar panels over farmland, are also being explored. The use of smart meters and time-of-day tariffs can help align consumption with solar generation. The expansion of the PM Kusum scheme, which aims to solarize agricultural pumps, is another important initiative. Strengthening the financial frameworks for DISCOMs and rooftop solar, such as through utility-led aggregation models, is also crucial. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering economy, environment, and science and technology. The themes of energy transition, just transition, rooftop solar, and DISCOM viability, as well as manufacturing self-reliance and meeting Panchamrit commitments, are all important for your mains examination. For your prelims, remember the specifics of the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, the role of SECI and MNRE, the ALMM, and India's NDCs and IRINA rankings. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana was launched on 15 February 2024 with an outlay of 75,021 crore rupees. The subsidy provided is up to 78,000 rupees per household with 300 free units per month. The target is to reach 1 crore households by 2026-27. The total rooftop solar capacity as of December 2025 is 20.8 gigawatts, with 7.1 gigawatts added in 2025, representing a 122-123% year-on-year growth. Residential consumers account for 76% of this growth. India's total installed renewable energy capacity as of March 2026 is approximately 274.68 gigawatts, including about 150.26 gigawatts of solar power. India ranks third globally in renewable energy capacity, according to IRINA, in 2026. The target for non-fossil capacity by 2030 is 500 gigawatts, and for solar power, it is 280 gigawatts. The PLI scheme for solar modules has a total outlay of approximately 24,000 crore rupees. The nodal ministry for this scheme is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, and the implementing agency is the Solar Energy Corporation of India. The approved list of models and manufacturers, or ALMM, is a crucial component of India's solar manufacturing policy. India's journey towards achieving its renewable energy targets and reducing its carbon footprint is a complex and multifaceted one, involving significant investments in infrastructure, technology, and policy frameworks. As the country strives to meet its Panchamrit commitments and become a global leader in renewable energy, the growth of rooftop solar and the development of the solar manufacturing ecosystem will play critical roles.